Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach. I am David Chamberlain, and this is Because Wrestling, where I talk everything about wrestling. We just got in under the Mendoza line. It was a little bit of drama getting the show up and running tonight. If you are listening live, the phone number here is 319-527-6742. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's Because Wrestling 1. And want to email us at becausewrestling8@gmail.com. A little reminder, I always do this show podcast next week. We might be doing our show Thursday. I have to figure this all out because I've got something going on Wednesday. I will keep you guys up to date on Twitter on how I'm doing everything. So just follow that and we should be fine. We are going to start with a little wrestler that I grew up watching. His name was Beautiful Bobby Eaton. He was 62 years old. He passed away a few days ago. Born in Alabama, died in Nashville, Southern boy, wrestled in the NWA. He wrestled in the Mid-South, which he's most famous for, the Midnight Express, which was him. Most famous version of him was him and Dennis Condrey. Jim Cornette was the manager. He was a great wrestler to watch. I've always enjoyed him. If you get a chance, go back and watch the Midnight Express versus the Rock and Roll Express. They're some of the best. some of the best tag team matches you will ever see. His wife died a few months ago. I'm very happy that I got to see him wrestle. I wish more people had a chance to see what he had done in his career, but one of the great tag team wrestlers and great guys. If you read Twitter the last few days, everyone has a great story of Bobby Eaton. But like I said, the Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express, you want to see some great tag team matches, old Southern tag team matches, go back, YouTube it. You will enjoy every moment of those matches. Now, gotten that out of the way. And for those of you worried about Jim Cornette, you should watch him as a manager. He is an awesome heel manager. I guess we need to first talk about NXT releases and what's going on with the NXT. We've had plenty of releases recently. We had Bray Wyatt's release. We've had Braun Strowman. I know they weren't NXT, but we had Bobby Fish and Bronson Reed released because they didn't seem to fit the bill on what seems to be the changing landscape on NXT. Now, they want to go back to developmental, I guess, but NXT as a brand has been awesome. The takeovers are definitely my favorite pay-per-views the year, every year. But one of the things is nobody over 30 and no more midgets. I think it was vanilla midgets as the old expression goes. But it looks like NXT as we know it is going to be reset. Now, when is that going to happen? How is that going to look? I don't, like I said, don't know. Is NXT itself going to be a brand like the third brand, you know, Raw and, excuse me, Raw and SmackDown, and then you have the NXT, and then they'll do a developmental, or they will be the developmental. I'm quite not sure on this. There's a lot of rumors and everything else in the freaking world. And which sucks to me is NXT is my favorite brand, really is. I like what I've seen from them over the years. You have and what they do with takeovers. Everything sets up for the takeover. You don't have a lot of takeovers. They're normally five match cards. 3 hours. Everyone has enough time. They're enjoyable. Now, with these releases, do you guys want to hang around? Because Pete Dunne's contract is supposedly up. Adam Cole's contract's up, but nothing official on what's going to happen with him yet. But, I mean, look at the TakeOver card. You have Walter Virchow's Igor Dragunov for the UK title. Does that change? By the way, with what Triple H wants to do, the NXT brands, will this now shut down NXT UK? I guess I'm rambling a bit here. And I am changing a little bit of the story just on talking matches. We'll talk more matches when we have pay-per-views. But what happens to NXT UK? And Triple H and how important is Triple H and Shawn Michaels? They didn't have any input on the releases. And if Vince McMahon is taking it over, is it just going to be a third brand? Hoping that this gets saved somehow. But like I said, you got the NXT TakeOver coming up the day after SummerSlam, which is a rarity. It'll be on Sunday. SummerSlam is Saturday. I'll be very curious to see how this all sets up. But anyways, you had Walter versus Igor Dragunov, which the last match was unbelievably brutal. I expect more of the same. You have Killian Cross, who's rumored to go up to the main roster. I don't know if that's a good thing and what's happened to him so far, versus Samoa Joe. You have Raquel Gonzalez versus Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai has been up doing dark matches, and Gonzalez has been rumored to be moving up to the main roster. You have L.A. Knight. Now, these are the questions you got to ask. L.A. Knight is 38. Are they going to get rid of him? I mean, I love what I've seen from him. You have Cameron versus Cameron Grimes. Cameron Grimes is 27, young wrestler. Exactly. I don't think he's that short. And then you have Kyle O'Reilly. I don't feel like I need to do this. Versus Adam Cole, baby, in a 3 out of falls match. You know, 3 stairways to hell match, as far as I can tell. Basically what it is, you have a singles match versus, well, your first match is a single wrestling match. The second fall is a street fight. And if they go 3 with Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, you have a steel cage. Now Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, baby. Adam Cole, baby, then rumored to go up to 30. He is not exactly what Vince McMahon is looking for. 32 and 6 foot. Is that what Vince McMahon, he could do a lot if he's allowed to do it. Or is he going to try to take a deal with AEW? You know, his girlfriend is Dr. Brent Baker. Where does he move? And with seeing all these releases, they've been just going through guys. A lot of it, they keep saying, is a budgetary or a financial dump. So will they want to sign $1 million country and a country contract and 6 months later get released? So a lot of stuff's going to happen in the next few months. Now, with that, quickly, 40 of the wrestlers that have been released this year, 2 have ended up on AEW. I do think with all these releases, these are going to be unbelievably crazy once things open up more and more. But next week, we have Rampage. We had a good this is Rampage's card. You have Dr. Britt Baker versus Red Velvet for the women's title. You have Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage versus the championship. This is interesting because also he will be facing Kenny Omega in All Out for the AEW title. You have Miro versus Del Sol for the AEW TNT title. Supposed to be live. And then next week, you have the first dance, which all storyline, all point to 1 minute up in Chicago. CM Punk. I can't imagine CM Punk not showing up in Chicago, because if so, I think we will have a riot in Chicago at the United Center. This will set up what's going to happen in All Out. Now, All Out, a couple matches on the card. You have Pac versus Andre El Diallo, and I'm just butchered the crap out of it. Pac versus him. That's going to be a brilliant match. I'm still not sure what the main event is. Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage for the AEW title. Now, I don't consider that a main event. Now, I know they've changed Hangman not fighting Kenny Omega. Hangman's got a baby on the way, and I think they're waiting. You know, CM Punk is going to do some sort of appearance. Now, who's going to challenge CM Punk first? Probably Darby Allin, because that's where the talk has been the whole time, and that'll be a brilliant match. Now, I don't know if it'll be All Out, which it should. Well, there should be a match in AEW for CM Punk. I'll be interested to see what kind of buy rate jump there will be. But I guess we'll figure that out as we get closer. I think things have changed a bit. Like I said, I think Kenny Omega would have lost to Hangman Page. But I think they're just going to stretch that story out a little longer. Hopefully Vegas. Double or nothing. Hangman Page versus Kenny Omega. How do we get there? Don't know. Now, Daniel Bryan is still rumored to show up in New York. I believe it's called, they're calling it the Slam. If I could look that up. But I think that I just like where AEW is going. There's stability. They've got new stars that they have developed. They're bringing in selected. They're not going crazy. People keep acting like they're grabbing every WWE release. They're not. They're taking bits and pieces of what and who they want. And that's the way to do it. Now, with that becomes headaches. Max Caster is apparently one of those headaches. Now, I'm not going to rip Max Caster. This was on Dark. This is on his third, and it was a controversial subject in his rap, mocking the gymnast for basically quitting in the middle of the tournament. The Duke Lacrosse team, and other things. Now, if you're going to have a guy shoot from the hip, you can't get mad if he says something controversial. And that's also, he's supposed to be a heel. He is supposed to be a heel. But basically, he's off AEW for a bit. I am not sure how long. You can take all the rumors you want with it. Is he suspended? Is he not? Is he pissed at what happened because he's removed all his AEW references from his Twitter account? I kind of feel sorry for the guy because this is what you let him do, and apparently you didn't review with the right people. I don't know. I find the whole thing a little stabbing in the back a bit. That's what you expected. You're going to have these hiccups with AEW. I do think they're on the right track. I have not seen the ratings yet for NXT because I know that they, during, and we'll go back to this, there was some fallout. I know, shock of shocks. There was some fallout. Oh, NXT. I just got it. Alvarez tweeted 751,000 people watching. I don't want the NXT. I don't want anything to happen to AEW. I want it to stay around a while. I want it to be the brand it can be and has been. But it's up. It was up. I probably a lot to do with they were now on the they were now on USA after the Olympics. Nothing preempting them. It does make a difference because it did affect NXT. No, AEW when the soccer championships, NBA championships were going on. So that's good. That's what we want. Good. We want good wrestling. NXT is good wrestling. How far it gets, where it goes next, I don't know. That's a good positive sign. The fans have not quit on it yet. Now, I would like to know what you guys think, so definitely tweet me out on where you think AEW, it's still the initials, NXT is going. I think we'll call it a show for now. We're going to have a lot to talk about the next few weeks, especially after the show in Houston leading up to the first dance. The rumor monsters are going to be in unbelievably rare form the next few weeks, though that Rampage might be the highest rated show they've ever had, even though it's just an hour. I think it's 10 o'clock. I think it'll be 10 o'clock. Let me double check that. I always say 10 o'clock for San Diego time. It's just what I do. Let me look, and I can double check it. as I'm sitting here just rambling aimlessly, we will review matches. I wanted to change it up just a touch because, you know, me talking about matches and all the matches are good just doesn't seem right. So, no, that's AM, you moron. Let's try this again. PM, AEW will be on. Come on. Come on. We can find this. There it is. It'll be on live, 7 o'clock. Make sure I'm not doing the West Coast. I'm screwing this up. It'll be on 7. It's supposed to be live, 7 o'clock on TNT. With that, I think we'll call it a day. Thank you for letting me listen to me. And I will talk to you guys next week. And day and time will be determined. I'll figure that out, and I'll post that information when we get closer. This is David Chandler with Because Wrestling, signing off.